This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tony Cox. The new year is the time that homeowner association fees often come due. Tens of millions of Americans live under this pay-to-stay agreement, which is governed by a group of peer owners. And yet, getting the biggest bang for your neighborhood buck can be complicated. Megan Verley of Colorado Public Radio has the story.
For Stan Horencevich, the trouble all started a couple of winters ago when a neighbor ran over to point out all the snow plows driving up and down their streets.
So one might ask, what's the big deal there?
Well, the problem was it was 4 days after the snowstorm. The streets were empty. There wasn't even runoff on the streets.
Horencevich pays around $200 a month in HOA fees for the development where he lives south of Denver, and he wasn't happy to see them going for this.
I want snow service, but I don't want my empty streets plowed.
So Horencevich started asking for records. The board turned him down, and that led to a multi-year lawsuit. That wasn't what Horencevich had in mind when he got interested in HOA finances.
This was supposed to be something very easy, something that I could get my hands on. It's small. We all supposedly know and work with each other, supposed to be cooperative.
Horencevich is now the unofficial leader of a movement to make HOAs more accountable in Colorado. But Colorado realtor Jim Smith says HOAs are something homebuyers rarely think about.
Very seldom, but less than 1 out of 10, probably 1 out of 20, has an opinion formed about HOAs and has a desire either to be in an HOA or not to be in an HOA.
But more and more Americans are living in these so-called association-governed communities. More than 60 million people, according to an industry lobbying group. And those associations collect more than $40 billion a year in fees. All that money can lead to friction, and there's been an increasing push in recent years to give residents more power in disputes with management companies. But if fighting an HOA is tough, running one can be even harder.
Things are not as simple as I thought they were.
Janet Lucas was unhappy about how her dues were being spent, or not spent. The development's roads were cracking, the landscaping was getting jungly. So she ran for her HOA board and quickly found out life isn't easy on the other side of the purse strings.
It is like running a small city. Something that I'm very, very concerned about is the budget and dealing with other people's money, which actually I'm more cautious about than with my own.
Lucas's condo association collects more than $750,000 a year in fees, which sounds like a lot of money. But with it, her board has to pay for road maintenance, roofing, condo repairs, landscaping, and two pools. And that's just the stuff residents notice. Her big headache right now is less tangible. Homeowners associations have to have insurance, and insurance is going up.
The increase we're facing is approximately 1.5 times what our premium was for last year. The premium last year increased 55% over the previous year.
Lucas describes some of her time on the condo board as a nightmare, but she's also obviously proud of the community she's working for. And remember Stan Horencevich, the guy whose frustration with unnecessary snowplows led to a lawsuit? After all of that, he's still a big fan of his HOA and the HOA idea in general.
It's a very stable neighborhood. It provides stability, in more cases than not, appreciation of home values, understanding before you get in there the contract that you'll pay for these things and you'll give up some rights. The attractiveness of the community is what I like.
As Horencevich sees it, residents just need to be prepared for one big unwritten fee that comes with living in an HOA, the cost of their time to make sure they're getting their money's worth. In Denver, Colorado, I'm Megan Verlee for Marketplace.